Hi everyone, welcome to the first episode of my podcast, Friendly Horrors. So, for those of you who don't know, but I imagine everyone who's listening to this knows me, or kind of. So, my name is Alejandra Montesioca, and I love things creepy, all things creepy. I love hearing scary stories, conspiracy theories, paranormal activities, legends, unsolved mystery, and one of my all-time favorites are murders. That is where the horror aspect of this podcast comes from. The friendly part of the podcast comes from having friends and family members of mine on the podcast sharing their their favorite horrors with me. So I want this to be kind of like a true crime comedy podcast because I love laughing and I think, you know, laughing is just the cure to a lot of things. I love horror, so. And I think that I'm funny, but I don't think everyone agrees with that. But that's basically the premise of this podcast. And for the first episode, it's actually just going to be me because I thought we're just going to dip our toe in before we jump all the way in, you know? Okay, so without further ado, let's get started. So basically, I've been wanting to record this podcast forever. The problem was that I didn't really know what to do as my first episode. I'm really extremely freaking nervous to share with people, that I kind of have a twisted interest. So for this episode, I wasn't quite sure what to do. Like, I didn't know, do I want to start with a murder or do I just want to kind of, you know, do like a twisted fairy tale or a cult? Oh my gosh, cults. I didn't even talk about cults. Cults are so interesting. So, I started writing the story about the Amityville murder, you know, the one that was a movie, but then I decided that it wasn't that interesting. Well, it is interesting, but it's not that interesting because guess what, like, the brother did it. Like, it's always the brother or the dad or the husband or, yes, so we could either get into that later or, you know what I mean. Anyway, I thought, like, I should do Dahmer because everyone knows who he is. But then again, I was like, I feel like I knew Dahmer. Because, like, that's the reason that I got interested in murder in the first place. But I didn't know Jeffrey like that, you know? Oh my gosh, I call him Jeffrey. Like, we're friends. Ugh, I hate myself. Okay, anyway. But the reason I actually started liking murder was because I heard about Jeffrey Dahmer. Like, imagine living in the city that is known for a crazy serial killer. That's actually why I love it. Like, just, I was a little kid reading it in books, like, Jeffrey Dahmer, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, wanted, like, whatever. And it's just, it was just really interesting to learn and listen to it. And, like, I don't know. But I think it's fun to read, learn, and listen to it again. But I don't want to be involved in it. I would never want to be murdered or want to be the murderer. And I think that's without being, like, I could go without saying that, but I just want to make that clear in case I ever get murdered. I don't want to say the brother did it. Oh my gosh. Imagine. Okay. Anyway. So I have decided to do Jeffrey Dahmer as my first episode. Ah! Screaming! Okay. So before I start that story, I do want to give a quick disclaimer that, think of me as Wikipedia. It's not an academic source, and it may have some errors, but it's Wikipedia, so you can't be too harsh on it, you know? That's what I am in this podcast world right now. So, let's get on to Dahmer. So, Jeffrey Dahmer was born on May 2nd, 1960 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's where I'm from. Up until the age of 4, Dahmer was a completely normal child, according to his parents and other family members. He was happy and energetic until he had surgery for a hernia. So I was confused. I was like, what's a hernia? Because I thought it was like something like in the stomach. So I looked it up and it is. So I'm a little confused as to why that made him, like, you know, like, screwed him up. But it's not always, we can't always blame it on medical history, you know? Anyway. Um, So anyway, sorry, I have it on paper and I got lost. So Dahmer was known for killing animals and putting their heads on sticks. What the heck? So when his parents were getting a divorce within his teenage years, he did not take it well. He began to have an alcoholic problem, and that continued through him through his first year at Ohio State University. Soon after, he joined the army and went to Germany. I just wrote he went to German, bro. He went to German. After 3 years, he was discharged, and after that, he was soon arrested for disorderly conduct. So his dad sent him to live in Wisconsin with his grandmother. Dahmer's alcohol problem was still prevalent, and he was arrested 2 more times. Once it was for indecent exposure, and the other time was because 2 boys accused him of masturbating in front of him. So now on to the murders. Dahmer killed 17 men between 1978 and 1991. He picked people up from a racial minority. He chose people that he believed were fringes of society. He told them to come with him in exchange for money, sex, or friendship. He would then strangle them. When they were dead, he would either have sex with the corpse or masturbate in front of them, keep the body parts, and take pictures as souvenirs. So Dahmer's first victim was in 1978, the summer after he graduated high school. Dahmer picked up a hitchhiker named Stephen Hicks. Dahmer took him to his house, like this was his parents' house, not like his own house, and got him drunk. Hicks tried to leave, but then Dahmer hit him on the head and strangled him with a barbell. He then dismembered the corpse and put a plastic bag burying them in his parents' backyard. Later, he got the bones and crushed them and scattered them around the woods. His next victim happened in 1987, so this was almost 10 years after. He was named Stephen Tumoy, and they both got drunk. Dahmer woke up the next morning without remembering what had happened, but Tumoy was dead next to him. He then proceeded to put his body into a suitcase to transport it to his grandmother's basement. So he was in Milwaukee at this point. That is where he dismembered the body and masturbated on it before getting rid of the remains. A bit later, Dahmer's grandmother grew tired of him coming home drunk and late, so she kicked him out of her house. Then Dahmer found his apartment, and he was accused of a lot of sexual assaults and many more murders. The murders had kind of a new system to them. He would drill holes into them while they were alive and injected them with acid, still cutting them up into pieces. The next part is one of the most frustrating parts of the case. So on May 27th, 1991, Dahmer's neighbor called the police because she saw a boy running naked around the street. Dahmer told them that it was his lover and they believed him. The boy was 14 years old, but Dahmer told him that he was 19. The police took a small look around Dahmer's house and left. If they would have looked even a little harder, they would have found the body of Dahmer's previous victim. This happened 2 months before his arrest, and then he was committed. Between then and his arrest, he committed Who told me I could do this? Like, I can't even talk. Okay. Before then, he committed 4 more murders. Okay. So, Dahmer was finally arrested on July 22nd, 1991, because Tracy Edwards was walking around the streets with handcuffs around his wrist. He claimed that there was someone that had drugged him, and so the police went to investigate. Edwards led them to Dahmer's apartment, where, listen, Dahmer offered the keys to the handcuffs. Edwards told the police that there was a knife that Dahmer had tried to use on him in the bedroom. When the police went to investigate, they found the Polaroid photos of the dismembered bodies. After further searching, they found preserved skulls, jars of genitalia, and a lot of pictures of the victims. Oh, did I mention that they found heads? Like, they found a head, 4 heads, 1 in the refrigerator and 3 in the freezers. So during his trial, Dahmer initially pled not guilty. He later switched his story to guilty by virtue of insanity. His lawyer showed pictures of the trial and claimed that only an insane person would do such gruesome things. The jury took about 10 hours and found him guilty but not insane. He was sentenced to 15 consecutive life terms. When in jail, Christopher Scrover killed Jeffrey Dahmer after being tormented by Dahmer and another prisoner. He beat both of the prisoners to death with a man of war. In 1992, the building Jeffrey Dahmer murdered 11 different victims in was demolished. He lived on, I had to put this in there because I was always curious as to where his apartment was. So he lived on 924th North 25th Street in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So that's apparently around Marquette, but I don't really know where that is. So a developer, Origin Homes, bought the land from the city for $500, and it is actually forbidden to build anything on top of it because of the past, like what happened on that land in the past. And after my research, I can't believe that like more sources don't say that Dahmer was a cannibal. Like he was a cannibal, and that was one of my main fascinations with him. Like, how do you eat another human being? That is ridiculous. Anyway, and yeah, that's kind of a brief summary of Jeffrey Dahmer. I know I could go into more detail, but it is very gruesome, and like, I know that that's what murder is, but it is my first podcast, so I do want people to keep listening. And I know that that was heavy, but like, I don't know, it's just fascinating that somebody can do that to somebody else. Like I said before, like, that's where my fascination started. Like, imagine living in the same city where a serial killer walked around. So, I'm sorry if I missed anything that you were excited for, but I'm here for a good time, not a long time. And I hate myself for saying that. Anyway, another thing that I kind of wanted to talk about, since we do have more time and I want this podcast to be around 30 minutes on a regular basis. This one will be a little shorter, I think, because I don't have my guest. But I wanted to share another story that kind of talks about why I love creepy things. So when I was in middle school, elementary school, I think I was like in first grade. So the way my middle school and elementary school worked was I started there in K-4 and it went all the way to eighth grade. So when you were in K-4, you got an 8th grade buddy. So like they would walk, like we had to walk back and forth from church. So they would walk us to church. And they would also come every once in a while and we would do activities with them and they would read us books. So my buddy, when I was, I think I was like in first grade. I don't think I was in K-4. So my buddy was like in 6th grade or, no, she was definitely in 8th grade. I don't know what grade I was in, but she was an old, you know, she seems cool to me. I was like, oh my gosh, like my buddy, she's in 8th grade, whatever. So, what happened was she was talking to one of her friends and she, like, I was like, talk to me, like, pay attention to me, like, in, you know, like in a kid way. And she started telling me the story of Debbie. And I was like, who's Debbie? And she was like, you don't know who Debbie is? And I was like, no, like, is she one of your friends? And then she laughed at me, like, no, Debbie is not one of my friends. Debbie is the girl who haunts the school. And I was like, what? They're like, yeah, Debbie died here. And I was like, who's Debbie? And she's like, well, Debbie used to go to school here before it was our school. And she got bullied so bad, they actually flushed her down the toilet. And as a first grader or whatever grade I was absolutely mortified. I was like, they flushed her down where? The what? They're like, she goes flushed down the toilet. And she haunts the school. And listen, I believed her with every ounce of everything I ever had, every little bone in my body, every hair, everything. I believed her. I thought she was telling me the truth. Her friend was backing her up, and I was like, and it's not that she made up this story. You see, I don't know about the flushing down the toilet, but this story was very evident throughout, you know, my school, because like the teachers knew it, the teachers would tell it, like our art teacher would always tell it, Miss Behrens. I remember her telling it. I think we were a little older, but she would tell it. Like, girl, I'm a child. Why are you telling me that? Whatever. It's fine. I'm over it. But anyway, yeah, so there was apparently this little girl who haunted the school because she was flushed down the toilet. And the thing is that my school was split up into two different campuses. Like, one campus was for the big kids and one campus was for the little kids. So the fact that Debbie was so powerful that she was able to haunt both of the buildings is a little crazy to me. You know, that's the only thing that I ever questioned. Her head fitting down the toilet. Any of her body part fitting down the toilet, I never questioned. Never. But there was this bathroom in the basement that was extremely creepy. There was one stall and nobody ever wanted to go in it alone. I mean, not the stall itself, but like the bathroom itself. Like, nobody ever wanted to go in it, so we would all go together. This is a side story, but in third grade, we had a project where we had to go around the school and measure different things with a ruler. So it was like a group of six of us. We went to the basement and we started measuring things, but we were scared and we swore that Debbie was following us, like up and down. We're like, Debbie did it. Like, for a fact, I promise you, Debbie didn't do shit. Oh my gosh. Yeah, Debbie was completely made up. But you know what's always crazy to me? Things always happened. Like, one of my friends at the time, he had like claw marks on his arm. So either he did it to himself or Debbie was real. And I'm sorry for disrespecting you, Debbie. But anyway, I have a lot of Debbie stories that I want to save for when I have somebody that went to that school on the podcast, because I think those stories are so funny. Like, looking back at them, how much we truly believed that Debbie was real. Because at the moment, it felt like she was. And I don't know if it's just because I wanted to believe in something, but things happened. Anyway, yeah, this has been the first episode ever of my podcast, Friendly Horrors. Did I say my name? My name is Alejandra. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. And I am still learning kind of how to use this, like, stuff, so like the microphone and all that, so if it is a little loud in some points, I'm sorry. I am a loud person for the most part, but I'm trying my best. Sorry, I lost track. So if you have any suggestions or stories that you want to share to me about murder, ghosts, any creepy tales, please email me at friendlyhorrors@gmail.com, or you could go to my website, alejandramontesdeoca.com, and you can find all my social media and other ways of contact me through there. So also, please rate this podcast and share with any friends, your families, or everyone in between that you think might like it, or maybe they won't like it, but they need to hear it, because my voice is angelic and I know it will put some people to sleep. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to me on your commute to work or school or your workout time or the time you allot yourself to relax. I truly appreciate it, and I hope you come back next week. So yeah, please come back next week if you want to hear more creepy stories. But yeah, until then, I'll see you then. Bye.